Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The electoral landscape of India is bracing for a significant event as the phase 2 assembly elections in West Bengal are scheduled to take place, covering a substantial portion of the state's constituencies. First, let us set the stage for these elections. West Bengal's phase 2 assembly elections are set to cover 176 out of 294 constituencies, a significant chunk of the state's electoral map. What makes this significant is that phase 1, which took place on 23rd April, covered 118 constituencies, primarily in North Bengal, Jharkhand, and tribal-dominated regions. Building on this, Phase 2 will now cover the more densely populated areas such as the Kolkata suburbs, Howrah, Hooghly, Burdwan, Birbhum, and parts of South Bengal, which have historically been the most politically contested terrains in the state. Crucially, the Election Commission of India has deployed over 800 Central Forces companies for Phase 2, indicating the importance and sensitivity of these elections. It is worth pausing here to note that the campaign period for these elections ended at 6 p.m. on 28 April, setting the stage for the voting process to begin. Now, let us delve into the key constituency battles in Phase 2. The Bhavanipur constituency in Kolkata, which is Mamata Banerjee's seat, is being seen as a symbolic battleground. Nandigram, which was the site of the 2021 mega contest between Mamata Banerjee and Suvendu Adhikari, is another crucial constituency. Birbhum, which has been a stronghold of the TMC, will also be closely watched, especially considering the Anubrata Mondal factor. And here is something that surprises many students: Burdwan Durgapur, an industrial corridor, saw the BJP making significant gains in 2021. Making it a key area of interest in these elections. Moving on to what this means for the electoral timeline, the Election Commission of India has scheduled all 2026 state election results to be announced on 4 May 2026. This will be one of India's largest simultaneous election result days, with 824 legislative assembly seats determined in a single counting session. But why does this matter? It matters because it signifies a unified approach to election results, bringing multiple states under a single counting day. With that background in place, let us look at the context of the 2026 West Bengal elections. The TMC enters the election as a strong incumbent but has faced anti-incumbency narratives around corruption, governance delivery, and central state tensions over scheme funding. The BJP, on the other hand, has maintained its 2021 base but has not significantly expanded it. The Left Congress ISF alliance is seeking to reclaim historic left strongholds, adding another layer of complexity to the electoral landscape. Now, let us turn to the constitutional and electoral framework that governs these elections. West Bengal uses the first-past-the-post system, where 294 constituencies are up for grabs, with 68 reserved for scheduled castes and 16 reserved for scheduled tribes under Article 332. The governor of West Bengal is C.V. Ananda Bose. Remember this number: over 800 Central Armed Police Forces companies have been deployed for Phase 2, underscoring the seriousness with which the Election Commission of India is approaching these elections. The Model Code of Conduct remains in force until the results are announced on 4 May. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but what is relevant is that West Bengal has 294 constituencies, with a significant portion being covered in Phase 2. The Election Commission of India has deployed over 800 Central Forces companies, a substantial deployment indicating the importance of these elections. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The keywords to focus on include West Bengal elections 2026, TMC, BJP, Mamata Banerjee, सुवेंदु अधिकारी, नंदीग्राम, भवानीपुर, लेफ्ट कांग्रेस आईएसएफ, फोर्थ में रिजल्ट्स एंड मल्टी स्टेट इलेक्शन काउंटिंग. दीज आर क्रूशल फॉर अंडरस्टैंडिंग द डायनामिक्स ऑफ स्टेट इलेक्शंस एंड देयर इम्प्लिकेशंस ऑन नेशनल पॉलिटिक्स. इन कंक्लूजन, द वेस्ट बंगाल फेज टू इलेक्शंस मार्क अ क्रिटिकल पॉइंट इन द स्टेट्स इलेक्टोरल हिस्ट्री with implications that extend beyond the state's borders, reflecting the complex interplay of regional and national political forces in India. The outcome of these elections will significantly influence the political landscape of the country, making it a crucial event to watch for anyone interested in Indian politics and governance.